And for your face, you have a...
Same thing, Mama. Wash rag.
And to dry yourself.
Towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
buggy whip or a whip.
Yeah. What do you hold in your hand when you...
the lines.
What about when you're riding on him?
The reins.
And your feet are in the...
stirrup.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, what do you say you have to do to him?
Put the harness on him.
Okay. And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, nowadays you'd have to screw in a new...
bulb.
What kind?
Electric bulb.
Okay.
Light bulb is what you'd call it. We'd call it a light bulb.
And to carry clothes out, to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes?
In a clothes basket or bucket.
Y'all used to use a bucket?
Well, you could use a bucket. Depends on how much clothes you have. If it's not too big amount, you put it in a bucket. We have tub buckets. You carry quite a bit of clothes with it.
And something that people would make out of sugar cane.
Molasses.
Any other name for that?
Syrup.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
What did y'all call it?
Molasses.
Did you ever hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
I have read it in different stories or what have you, yes. But we didn't use it here.
Mm-hmm.
It was molasses. Or like the color boys say, lassie.
Were there very many color people living around here?
Quite a few, yes.
Where did they live? What
they had a little bit of a community up here about 4 or 5 miles straight to. They had a color community life.
Did any of them speak German?
No, not here.
And if you wanted to buy some molasses or some lard, what would it come in?
Bucket. Molasses bucket, we'd call it, or a lard. Your lard would come in a bucket.
Did you ever hear of a stand?
A what?
A molasses stand.
Stand?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that stand, what stand was for.
Did you ever hear a bucket called a stand?
A bucket stand? No.
And something that flour used to come in.
Flour barrel? Flour sack?
Okay. What would run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
A hoop.
You call those?
A hoop.
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel that nails would come in.
Nail keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, what do you call the thing you turn?
The faucet.
What about out in your yard, what you can hook your hose to?
That was called a faucet. Now you call them hydrant.
At the kitchen sink?
Same thing, faucet.
And what was the flour sack made out of?
Cotton cloth.
Nowadays, if you went to the store and bought something, the grocer would put it in a...
yeah, paper bag.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
A sack in our time was a cotton sack or a grass sack, this, that, and the other, and a bag would be a paper bag.
Was there any other name for grass sack?
Toe sack.
Which was it usually called?
Grass sack, toe sack is pretty much alike. Because it was built, made out of this grass-like fiber.
Did it have a name in German?
Grass sack.